What do you do when you know that you're wrong? What do you do when you know that you're wrong? What do you do when you know that you know? When you know that you're wrong? You got to face the music. You got to listen to the Cosmos song. You got to face the music. You got to listen to the Cosmos song. What do you do when you know that you know? That you know that you're wrong? What do you do when you know that you know? That you know that you're wrong? You got to face the music. You've got to listen to the Cosmos song. You've got to face the music. You've got to listen to the Cosmos song. What do you do when you know that you know? That you know that you're wrong.
What do you do when you know?
What do you do when you know that you know? That you know that you're wrong. You got to face the music. You got to listen to the Cosmos song. You got to face the music. You got to listen to the Cosmos song.
WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. It gets so hard in times like now to hold on, but guns that wait to be stuck by at my side is gone.
still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me are the only one. I'll have happiness, no more. The sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Thank you.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Headphones. God. All right. Hey, everybody. You're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Is in the Beat. My name is Paul. And I'm here every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m. and online at theanswerisinthebeat.net. And, well, you may or may not be aware, but the best show on WFMU just concluded its 13-year run this week. And I'm absolutely I don't know what to say. That show has been such a huge influence on me. I don't even know where to start. So first hour of the show, at least, maybe even longer, will be dedicated to the best show. Started off with Big Star, The Ballad of El Goodo, Led Zeppelin with Thank You, ABBA with Eagle, and Queen with Don't Stop Me Now. If you've been listening to the best show for a while, you can probably tell what all those songs mean. Led Zeppelin, of course. Tom Sharpling has been playing Led Zeppelin on his show for like the past couple of years, every single show, because he's played them once and some guy complained that he's playing Led Zeppelin. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to play every Led Zeppelin song. So he pretty much did. And there was a while he was completely obsessed with ABBA, and he was playing ABBA every single week, and that completely turned me into an ABBA fan. So that is something I thank Tom Sharpling for. And of course, Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, because Tom Sharpling used to play that song pretty often on his show. And yeah, so I don't know. I'm just going to be playing lots of random things that have something, some sort of relevance to the show. I'll play, a couple CDs of the Sharpling Worcester stuff. So if you've never heard of The Best Show on WFMU, it's one of the most groundbreaking things in the history of radio. You can go to the WFMU website and look up the archives for that show. You can go to friendsoftom.com. We'll have some more information. And, I don't know. I guess I could just, like, go on and ramble on about how much the show means to me and how it's been such a huge part of my life. And just, I mean, I don't know. It's like I've been listening to the show so long that, like, it's just, like, all the various, like, just phrases and characteristics and all these other things are, like, it's just a huge part of me and, like, I don't know. I don't know where to start. It's just completely such a fun and amazing and, like, just this, so many levels to, like, creativity and, like, what they bring to just the way they take calls and the way that they, like, craft these storylines and it's... It was, and all the music that they played, and like, and it was just, I couldn't even.
He's got a kid, and he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive. Volunteer for Frankie. But Frankie can't make it, 'cause things are just too hard. Frankie can't make enough money. Frankie can't buy enough food. And Frankie's getting evicted. Volunteer for Frankie. Frankie, Frankie.
1 hour. Back! Get it? Could be a minute. Could be a half hour.
Oh, Frankie, Frankie.
Or an hour. Back! Get it? Hour back? Call you back in an hour. Back! Get it? So we could do this fast. We could do it in an hour. Back! Get it? Hour back! Call you in an hour. Back. Get it? Hour back. Get it?
Frankie is so desperate.
Hour back. I'll call you in an hour.
He's gonna kill his wife and kids.
Hour back. Get it? Hour back. The fuck's the difference if I call you an hour and an hour back?
Frankie's gonna kill his kid.
Trip through It's a Small World, pretending I was a UN interpreter.
Frankie picked up a gun. Pointed at the 6-month-old kid in the crib.
I was a UN interpreter.
Frankie. Look at his wife.
Stop lighting the audience. Why does it always seem to hit me in the middle of the night?
Shut up.
Show for Christ's sake. It's a fantasy. It's not.
What have I done?
Sometimes a fantasy. That's all you need.
It's all for Frankie. Frankie with the gun to his head. Frankie's dead.
Seconds of silence. Guy blows a kazoo. 2 more seconds of silence and like some uncomfortable mumblings, and then somebody else just starts strumming another Beatles song, shaking off Mr. Moonlight entirely. So the guy goes, "Mr. Moonlight." I should have known better. And that guy, I think I heard someone, I heard his heart shrink one size. Mr. Moonlight. is mocking kazoo. No instrument more mocking than the kazoo. And this guy starts blowing the kazoo on the heels of this poor sap singing a cappella in front of 60 people. Mr. Moonlight. Oh. At these animals tonight. Toilet mouths. Can't do it anymore. Couldn't keep her toilet mouth straight. Great job, Julia. What neighborhood was she from? Oh, says it like it's a Queens. Oh, excuse me for not having memorized the map of everything in Queens. Thumbs down. Thumbs way down. It's a dime a dozen. What isn't a dime a dozen? Plays piano. Yeah, well, you know what? Some people like it, you don't. So, you know what? Go find something you do like.
His voice isn't there.
Yeah, in 2013, actually arguing, somebody's actually bringing the point that somebody's voice isn't great in a conventional way.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this house.
I love that tooth whistle he has.
Like a dog without a bone. Riders on the storm. Let me tell you about the Riders on the Storm.
And then, like, as Ray Manzarek's doing his solo.
Let me tell you about Riders on the Storm. A rider came into Lake Wobegon the other day and was interested in getting some of Mrs. McNamara's special sweet potato pie, which is legendary through all out the county. Although the thing is, she was on vacation. Her niece was around, and she was so busy on FaceSpace talking to her friends on the computer.
And Ray Manzarek's like soloing. Hey, Mike, can you get me Riders on the Storm, please? On CD, preferably. He said no, he won't.
No.
He won't get it for me.
Into this house we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, and naked and alone, riders on the storm. The killer on the road.
Right?
His brain is screaming like a toad. There's a killer at Lake Wobegon. His brain is screaming like a toad. Let your children play.
If you get this man.
Down at Lake Wobegon, it's pretty exciting. Because what I'm going to do is ride the snake to the lake. To Lake Wobegon. I'm going to ride the snake to Lake Wobegon. And see if I can get us all a little higher. Mother, father, I want to kill you.
My mother. Make him understand. With the world on ride the snake to the lake. Lake Wobegon. Jim Morrison came over to Lake Wobegon looking for some of Mrs. McNamara's sweet potato pie. Because it was Fat Jim Morrison, and he was really interested in getting some of this pie. And his leather trousers were tight. And he was on stage performing. And then he exposed himself to the citizens of Lake Wobegon and was arrested by Officer Johnston.
Where else are you going to hear that? I'd love to see some of these guys touch that. Right? Painting pictures! I'm painting pictures up in here. On the spot! Ain't no podcast.
I remember when Bad Company were coming through. They were playing a show at Lake Wobegon. It was exciting. I met Mick Ralphs came by. He really wanted to try Mrs. Abernathy's peach pie. He had heard so much about. He had some of it when he played with Mott the Hoople when they came through on the All the Young Dudes tour. Six gun
in my hand. So we, excellent mashup.
Yeah. Why is Garrison Keillor so satisfying to me? I don't know. I don't listen to that. I've listened to three episodes of that thing in my life.
Like Tyrant 2.
I'm going to hang up on callers now. I'm just going to turn this song up on them. What do you think about that, Mike? I'll turn that break up. Like, when it just kicks in. That's FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, I heard you talking about me. How are you doing?
Who's this?
Jim. Just got a little song to sing for you. Dying in the tub, rubber.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hello.
Well, that guy's Jim Morrison was uncanny, right? That was uncanny. I mean, look, for a second, I thought it might have been him, the actual Jim Morrison. What kind of cell phone do you think Jim Morrison would have if he faked his death and was, like, currently, like, moving? Or he'd have, like...
Lizard skin?
Yes, he'd have a lizard skin case on it. He'd be at the Apple store. You have any lizard skin? Any lizard skin cases for these? Not the Apple store. Then he'd go out to the kiosk, like to the, like after he got frustrated. He'd go out to like one of the little kiosks that sell cases.
Come through. and everybody, rock and roll dreams will come through. The music is a master, can't you hear it calling you? The rock will beg you, the Lord will save you, if you're one of the chosen few. And then it will come true, the rock and roll dreams will come through. He's got a buddy who works at the Five and Dime, whose Uncle Ron runs a recording studio. Roddy showed up with a six string friend and a head full of tunes. He laid a dozen tracks and a tape burned with rock and roll fire. Ron took the tape to Radio Rob, the biggest DJ in the land. Run to Rob, that it rocks, run to Rob, get it on the air. Record store Ben said, I'll take 10, no 55-45s. The very next night, the song hit the charts, straight in at number one. It took a lot of work, blood, sweat and tears, but Roddy's now a rock and roll star. He'll be the first to tell you that rock and roll dreams will come through. Listen everybody, rock and roll dreams will come through. The music is a master, can't you hear it calling you? The rock will beg you, the wrong will save you, if you're one of the chosen few. And then it will come true, the rock and roll dreams will come through. Listen everybody, rock and roll dreams will come through. The music is the master, can't you hear it calling you? The rock will beg you, the wrong will save you, if you're one of the chosen few. And then it will come true, the rock and roll dreams will come through.
We're so sorry, so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe it's gonna rain. Thank you.
have a birther he couldn't get to see. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter wouldn't melt, so I had to eat the pie.
Hands across the water.
Water.
Hands across the sky.
Hello, my name's Roy Ziegler, otherwise known as Philly Boy Roy. And if you're hearing this, then it means that I'm dead. You know, you're about to hear my last will and testament. Some of yous might want to know why I decided to record this on audio rather than do it on video. Well, it's because it costs $20 extra to do it on video here at this here law firm. And the lawyer here seems like a total douche, and I don't really want to pay him no extra money. I'd rather that money go to buy extra tasty cakes for my family. So anyways, if you're hearing this, that means that I'm dead. I wonder how I died. Hopefully it was a death that had a lot of dignity to it, like falling off the roof of the First Union Center after them Sixers beat them stink rats from the stink swamps. For those of you who don't follow hoops, I'm talking about the New Jersey Nets. Hopefully in the game, Iverson scored like 60 points and the Nets didn't score none. And it would also be really great if several of the Nets got arrested during the game for shoplifting ladies' underwear. It would also be cool to die from choking on a cheesesteak during a cheesesteak eating contest down at Penn's Landing. I wonder if my face turned blue and how many cheesesteaks I ate. Hopefully I won the contest because it's important to set an example for the future. Because, you know, the children are the future. I know I've said that before, but it's true. It really is true, you know. I want to also let yous know that I'm planning on returning as a ghost to haunt all yous guys. It's something I've always wanted to do since I saw that movie Ghost Dad with Bill Cosby, who, by the way, is one of the proudest Philly residents we've got. I don't believe none of that stuff that they're saying about him, you know, saying that he slipped drugs into the girls' drinks just to get them to fool around with him, kind of like what my dad did to my mom. I mean, this is Leonard Part 6 we're talking about here, people. So anyways, if you see a tasty cake float across the room, that's me. I'll do it as a signal to let you guys know that I'm on the other side here. So keep your eyes peeled for floating crimpets and candy cakes, okay? Okay. All right, now it's time for the good part. Time for me to give away all my earthly possessions. I hope yous all are comfortable, except for that creep lawyer. I hope you're really uncomfortable. I can't believe how much you're charging me for this stuff. You gotta be kidding me. I'm going to come back as a ghost and put a tack on your seat, you fatso. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go. Okay, here we go. The last will and testament of Philly Boy Roy. I, Roy Ziegler, a.k.a. Philly Boy Roy, a resident of the Roxborough section of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, being of sound and disposing mind and memory, and over the age of 18 years, or lawfully married, or having been lawfully married, or a member of the armed forces of the United States, or a member of an auxiliary of the armed forces of the United States. I was never in the service. I wish I was, though. Would have been cool to grease a couple bad guys here and there. Anyway, do make, publish, and declare this to be my last will, hereby expressly revoking all wills and codicils previously made by me. Whatever you say, Will Ryder, I don't know what half them words even meant. Ah, screw it. Let's keep going, okay? They're showing Rocky II on ESPN Classics in an hour and a half. I hope SEPTA's running on time. Marriage and children. I am married to Rhoda Ziegler, and all references in this will to my wife are references to her. I have the following children. Roy Jr., Rhoda Jr., and little Rhoda. I think that's all of them, unless that girl I did it with at the Stones concert at JFK back in 81 was lying about being on the pill. I'm just kidding. Oh, man, that was a great show, though, wasn't it? If I had to do it all over again, I would have only taken two of those downers instead of seven. I still regret not seeing Jagger in that cherry picker during Satisfaction. Executor. I appoint Mike Schmidt as executor of this, my last will and testament, and provide if this executor is unable or unwilling to serve, then I appoint John Oates as an alternate executor. My executor shall be authorized to carry out all provisions of this will and pay my just debts, obligations, and funeral expenses. Hold on. If they have to pay all the debts, then I appoint Tom Sharpling as the executor of the will, because I owe a lot of money. Okay, I'm sorry. Guardian. In the event I shall die as the sole parent of minor children, then I appoint former Philadelphia Eagles coach Dick Vermeil as guardian of said minor children. If this named guardian is unable or unwilling to serve, then I appoint Tom Kiefer from the band Cinderella as alternate guardian. Bequests. I will give and bequeath unto the persons named below, if he or she survives me, the property described below. My wife, Rhoda Ziegler. I give our house in Roxboro, my shellacked tasty cake collection, and our family car. I know you deserve better than a pacer, but unfortunately that's all you get. Had you been a better driver, I would have trusted you with a nicer car. Not that I could have afforded one on what they paid me at the pencil factory. Roy Jr. To Roy Jr. I leave my dune buggy. I know you'll have better luck fixing it up than I did. We had fun coasting down Neckles Hill in it that day, though, didn't we? Oh, that cop was a real asshole for taking that beer from us, wasn't he? I'm still mad at him. You know, I'm going to add him to my to haunt list. Well, anyways, I can't wait to look down on you from heaven and see you racing that dune buggy up and down the white sands of Barnegat and Sea Isle City. I also leave to you, little Roy Jr., my Philadelphia sports jerseys, with the exception of the Greg Lazinski home jersey. I am to be cremated in that. To Rhoda Jr., I leave all my rock and roll memorabilia, including the David Bowie Serious Moonlight program signed by tour bassist Carmine Rojas outside the Spectrum Hilton on July 19, 1983. My Hooters Fighting on the Same Side 45, signed by Larry Holmes at his car dealership up in Easton, PA, and the shot glass that George Thorogood threw at me after I told him that Bad to the Bone wasn't as good a song as Madison Shoes that night at Dobbs, March 6, 1985. To little Rhoda, I leave all my cassettes, with the exception of my copy of the original first pressing of the Robert Hazard EP. I also leave to little Rhoda the unfinished manuscript that has been my life's work. Does this bus go to Maniunk? It's the story of my terrifying journey into adulthood. the night I had to find my way back home after getting separated from my good buddies Aleko Weibel and Pudge Detweiler after that Blue Oyster Cult show at the Spectrum in 82. If a named beneficiary to this will predeceases me, the bequest of such person shall lapse, and the property shall pass under the other provisions of this will. If I do not possess or own any property listed above on the date of my death, the bequest of all that property shall lapse. Additional powers of the executor. My executor shall have the following additional powers with respect to my estate, to be exercised from time to time at my executor's discretion without further license or order of any court. I give my executor the power to raise me from the dead. Wouldn't that be cool? I wouldn't want to scare the kids, though. That would be as bad as the time my old man came home drunk after that Flyers game and made me play street hockey with him until he passed out at 4 o'clock the next afternoon. If there's one thing my kids can say about me, it's that only once did my drinking keep them from going to school. You'd have been thinking irrationally, too, if you had just scored with an Eagle cheerleader and won a three-foot-long cheesesteak all in the same night. I only regret not putting the kids on the bus at the vet when things started to heat up between Janine, that cheerleader, and I. I chose unwisely to keep the kids with me that night, while Janine and I made the rounds to my favorite bars and hoagie houses. Kids, I just want to let you know I've forgiven you for telling your mother about my little affair with Janine. Okay, optional provisions. If any beneficiary to this will is indebted to me at the time of my death, and the beneficiary evidences this debt by a valid promissory note payable to me, then such person's portion of my estate shall be diminished by the amount of such debt. So, Roy Jr., that means that if you don't pay me back for all the money I shelled out for that time you were in the hospital with tonsillitis, then you won't get the dune buggy. Hey, I don't make them rules. I just enforce them. Any debts on any real property bequeathed in this will shall be assumed to the person to receive such real property and not paid by my executor. I'm not quite sure what that means. So, if my house has been gambling, then I'm supposed to pay off its debts? That don't seem fair at all. You gotta be kidding me. I direct that my remains be cremated and that the ashes be disposed of in the following manner. It is my desire that my upper torso be cremated in the oven at Pat Steaks, my lower torso at Gino's, and my head at Jim Steaks. I want my remains to be scattered all over the following locations by former Philadelphia Flyer goalie Bernie Perrant. Number one, the site of what was once Veterans Stadium, because that's where I ate my first soft pretzel. The Wawa at Baker and North Street in North Philly, which is where I ate my first tasty cake. It was a chocolate-filled cupcake. And I want the rest of my ashes dumped in one of them vats at the Goldenberg Candy Factory up there in Bethlehem so as I can be made into peanut chews, God's most perfect food. My eulogy is to be read by Sylvester Stallone, Donna Pascal, who starred in the hit comedy series Angie in 1979, which was of course set in Philadelphia, and WMMR DJ Pierre Robert. Okay, well, I guess that takes care of everything. Now, you all know I made a promise to my father that I would make the name of Ziegler synonymous with greatness, right? After much thought, I came to the conclusion that the best and only way of doing this was to build a Hummer made entirely of hoagies. The way I see it, it's going to take at least 10 years to see this project to completion. In the event that I die before the hoagie-mobile is completed, Roy Jr., it's up to you and your family to see this job through.